Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Chat Room with Tony Wolfpaw.
You have no idea how much fun I have before this show airs. It's a lot of things that I do before the show airs, and I have fun connecting to Apache Radio Network as I wait for my cue to start this show. Good morning, everyone. This is Tony Wolfpaw for The Chat Room. Today, we're going to talk about the enigmas of life and death, words of the clan. I want to share some good memories with you. Nilchina passed away around the week of January the 16th when we were in Arizona. I received that news. I remember going to the house, to the Eagle Clan, home of Nilchina, his wife, his family, the Tellez family. And this is very, very nice family from San Elizario, Texas. And when we get together, there was the cookout, and there was always the words that we shared. Lots of fun, okay? It was fun learning new things and seeing the new creations of the ribbon shirts and all that, because his wife, who also crossed over, used to make the clothes, and we all looked very nice when we gathered. And it's not only us, we gathered also with the Piro Manso Tiwa, and we had the Black Hawk Nation from the Mansos. It was a good gathering. We would sit in the living room, we sometimes even watch some football games and just plain talk. We'll go outside and make our meetings, and everyone knew where we were at. It's family life, you know. It's not different from your family. We would try many things, and there were projects that we would sit for hours and talk about that never took place. It was just memories, you know. I remember we sat in a big table also. It was not the most comfortable one, but, you know, it was made with love, and it was made big enough so that we can all sit and have our eat our food. There was also, you know, good friendship, like family, with the other clans, and also the Isleta del Sur Pueblo. We were always supporting each other's activities, and we will camp out, and there were teepees and tents and people that slept in their cars. There was a whole lot of things. You can think about it, you know, not right now, and this time where traditions have been lost, we keep and we do our best to keep them alive. We did a lot of carving of flutes that never worked and sculptures that kept breaking in our hands, and dances that we were learning, and songs on language and all of these things. But there was amongst the things that we've always spoke about, there was talks that never ended. Why they never ended? Because they have no ending. And these were the talks of things that had to do with life and death. Okay? Right now, a lot of the people that used to sit with us in that table are not with us, and they're only with us in spirit. So the only thing that remains right now is the memories. If I were to go back to that table and sit down, I will be sitting down with a lot of young faces, and faces that were not there in the moment of these things. It is our responsibility to talk about and pass down what we've learned from all of those chats. Because if we don't do that, that table will, one, you know, will go empty. And then that will be very sad. So I share with you some things that I remember from those conversations, because a lot of the youth right now, you know, they will awaken to who they are maybe sometimes when they become adults. A lot of them are too busy right now just wandering around and discovering the world. Doesn't mean that they were not well taught. They were well taught, but you know that sometimes, even as us as adults, we rebel against society. As adults, we do that. So it was always a bit interest of the elders to keep that unity. And he one time told me that, you know, we can't separate love from hate, Tony Wolfpaw. That is something that will always be. And what brings us all together now could also be the cause of what will set us all apart tomorrow. We just have to be in that good spirit. And that's how that conversation began. And I remember that one time everyone wanted to talk, and he brought up the talking feather. And he said, with respect, we'll all say our words. So that feather went around, you know, and each one that had, if some people call it a talking stick, we had that feather because that's what he found. And believe me, that was used. So you were respected the moment you had that feather in hand and everyone listened to what you had to say. You know, each clan and each group has their own different ways. Not all and not everyone is the same, and we respected that. But we wanted to give opportunity to understand, because if we did not give that opportunity of speech, and remember that our voices wanted, once, you know, it was intended that our voices be silent. But if we did not give that opportunity of speech, we will never know. And then if we will never know, you know, it's like we will not be working with that good foundation that we always wanted. So that talking feather traveled and were in everyone's hand, you know, and you asked to have it to talk and to share what you wanted to say. So when I hear and I see the chat room, I see that most of us over here, it's we're lost, and we see that we want to be in that isolation. He always said, Tony, our intention is not to be in isolation. Our intention is to have a good foundation of understanding. That's why we do these meetings. That's why we sit and we gather together, because we're family. And as family, we are community. And as community, we are society. So we wanted to better understand where we were at. And we needed to open our hearts. So today we open our hearts in understanding that. You know that we talk about things of the paranormal, and I've always brought that subject up. And he would say, Tony, why are you always chasing spirit? The spirits are all around you right now. It's not like we see on TV. Most people have to go there. You want to understand things, you have to look within. Why is it that we have windows that are only good to look out and not to look in, you know? Oh, man, I'll tell you this. Those conversations went on for hours, but he told me this. When it comes to spirituality, and when it comes to themes of life and death, this conversation will never end, Tony. Will never end. So whenever you feel and you see that you're in front of someone that seems to have the key and knowledge of all that, that person is so wrong too. This is because this will never, ever end. Now he's in spirit world, and he must understand that other part that he was trying to for all of us to understand. And, you know, I know that for some, there are people that take things up very quickly, and there's people that says, you know, I heard this 10 years before, and I think I'm understanding now what those words really meant. We didn't never intended to preach. We just wanted to somehow be in harmony, to understand, just like when we look at the surroundings and we know, and we look at a plant and we look at a tree, and he says, that tree looks so strong, so nice and green, but that plant needs water. We try to understand the needs and try as people with our capacity to serve and cover those needs. A lot of them, you know, takes our own individual responsibility. And this is where it comes. You know that some societies are very much in a macho, machismo, or feminist. He says, we have to start looking things as equal because that also destroys and disrupts. And here, these words come from my heart to yours, okay? We are like men and women. And it doesn't have to be of sexual preferences or anything like that. Some people are like man and man and women and women. But I'm bringing this in a terms that we in our lives will start to grow spiritual with that community, with that contact. We will always have connections with things, either with objects, either with nature, either with another person. Your life is not in isolation, even though we may want to live apart and away from society, you are always going to be connected to earth and to nature. So your relationship has to be in harmony with everything around you, whether you want it or not, you know. So some people strive to make divisions, and it's almost like he told me, like a table with four legs, and one, you know, you want those four legs to be equal, but at one point, the table will need to be expanded, and there will always be one that will try to break one of those legs and says, you know what, I'm going to make a better table. Society and things will evolve, so we call this human revolution or evolution, whatever you want to call it, and it's something that will keep us going. Okay, we have to have that good understanding that nothing is permanent. And if it was, you know, well, we'll have no worry. We will, if it's permanent, it means that it doesn't grow. It will just stay the same, you know, permanently the same, unmoved, unshaken. He says, let's rather sink roots in the right way and respect each other. Now, I saw something very interesting that sets people and, you know, aside, like groups that are of hate and some groups that are of love, some groups that are of individuals that says we are just of this people, and so on and so on and so on. You know, think of a bird with just one wing. Can that bird fly? Think of a fish with just one fin. Would that be like swimming around in circles? We have to have balance, so we need each other. If we neglect each other, then, you know, you can do the math. Think about, again, a bird with just one wing. How far or how high up in the sky you think that bird can go? You need both. You need both fins to be efficient and swim forward, okay? Unless you're like a dolphin and you can just remain on your back tail, you know? But we have to be equal. We have to understand that and respect that, man and woman. I saw like the women's only network. Well, then that's just one side, one point of view, which is okay and is respected because women, has every right as much as man. I remember that one time when I said I was going to step down from that leadership and I better support the women, and everybody flipped. So what? Not because I was not saying something that didn't make sense. It was just the way I said it. I said, well, you know that we always mess up. And who is the one that is there always fixing, helping us fix things up for us? It's always the women of our community. Who are the ones that are always there helping, making sure that everyone is well fed, everyone is well taken care of? It's always women of our community, okay? Who is that? who is always there first, you know? And the one, you know, hey, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, do this, do that, do this. It's always the women. And, you know, and for every time we mess up and we sit on the table and we try to figure things out, who are we talking to? It's always the women. So they make, I said, they do better math than me, and I think they make good, better leadership. So why not support that? That brought change. That brought a lot of change. And you know, things started to make sense, and things started to move differently. Not everybody was happy, because, you know, it was about understanding the principle of the bird with two wings. We are that, and we have to think of that. It's almost like believing that, okay, I'm of man, and I'm of man, and that's all I am. But didn't it take part of a woman to make you stupid? I mean, not to make you stupid, but to make you who you are? Of course it is. And as well as a woman. Well, I'm all female. I'm all female. I'm just, you know, all that. But didn't it take a man also, part of a man, to make you? I mean, think about it. If we try to separate those two things, we'll be very foolish again and again and again for hundreds and hundreds of years. Even, you know, it's in the Bible probably explains that. I cannot cite the Bible as most of you, because I'm not an expert in that, but it all says that, you see. So if they are bear fruit, and without the females there is no community, so therefore there should be always respect for that. And respect was a word that we neglect our own selves. And here it comes with our own spirituality. I saw someone post that I cannot make everyone happy and leave my own personal happiness aside. No, you can't. That's true. The only way that you are going to make our community happy is because you are well happy yourself, spiritually, physically, the health. You know, we take care of that. Your dreams are important. Why? Because when you succeed, you're smiling, and that smile is something that will be contagious for all the group. That is important. So we think of base of that. Well, it's easy for you to say. Well, then let's start saying easy things like that, and let's not, you know, go the other way so negative. You know how many times, I mean, I do understand that we have not been the most fortunate ones for the people, the eyes of others. But we have that pride inside, and we should shine that way. It makes me sick every time I hear something that is so negative and negative and negative and negative and cry, cry, cry. How much longer of the trail of tears we're going to live? We have to, you know, to break and certain things and say, you know what, you guys messed up there, but it's our duty, it's our job, it's our thing to make it better, right? I believe so. You have no idea, folks, how hard it has been to even bring these kind of things to the table sometimes. Yeah, it's very hard. Why are you bringing these new things? These are not new things. These are things you see in nature. Light and shadow goes together. Why you want to separate one thing? You want everything to be light, then if there's no shadow, you won't see form. Okay? How is it that you want to just drink water? Water is going to be what? Floating in the air? No, water has contact with the earth, and it's both up and down and in you. Why you want to separate those things? We can't. So we have been dealing a lot against that separation. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to stay connected. No, it means that you be unique. Do you understand that in your uniqueness is your awareness of all of these things that makes you that individual that you are, that woman that you are, that man that you are, with your dreams, with your with your hope, the power of the sound of your voice. That is that when it opens and it when your voice is resonating with everything, is in harmony with everything. Okay? If you think about, yes, you attack that, of course, it's hard. Sometimes I see people that I want to punch in the face. I honestly have to say it to you, yes, because they piss you off. I'm not a holy man. I'm a person with feelings too. So I'm thinking, yes, I understand that. But listen, that person, for being such a whatever you want to call it, is helping you grow too. What doesn't break you makes you. You ever heard that many times, right? So we are here to build that capacity. We're not here to shoot at everything that moves, okay? We cannot have that kind of thing. And again, I apply this to every single thing that we do. Like, for example, of that paranormal investigation. Oh, dear Tony, there you go again with your ghost hunts. Well, it's about spirituality. I cannot detach the idea that being, you know, stop having the feelings of what it had before. Therefore, you know, you don't like to be mocked. You don't like to be ridiculed. You don't like to be, you know, put down morally. So you don't like to be shouted at. You like to be treated with respect, even though probably you haven't earned it. You never know what the situation was. And you never know what are you doing, if you're causing it to be a better one, if you're making the cause of it to be a bad one, you see? So what is this? We call it the not knowing, the enigma. We don't understand. And we want to label, we want to rule, we want to say. So the basics of this will be understanding that, yes, it's true. We're all connected. Well, that's that talk again. We're all connected. There's that talk we're all connected to. Of course we are. And I'll give you a perfect example. And I'm looking at my friend right now, Alenka. Sorry that I'm using you as an example, Alenka. But look at the distance that is so far from where I am, from where you are. And yet the good connection of friendship, of family that is coming through, even though it's being... the communication has been electronically, but inside the spirit, inside the body, inside the soul, it makes something, it's different. It is different, okay? And let's say that we enjoy listening to music. We enjoy this. Of course, I enjoy listening to music. Maybe we enjoy the same songs together. Hey, how cool, we're listening it to the same at the same time. What a coincidence. Things happen when you accept everything is network, everything is connection, and accepting that. Now let's talk about the things that you do not accept, right? We talk about the good things, I talk about the things. Let's say that there is jealousy of some groups. There is jealousy of some groups. There is some groups that no matter what, they will just try to separate you from that group over there, from this group over there. And they create an atmosphere of unbalance that you feel, that you understand. Let's say, oh, it's because I like that group because they're all dressed in red. That's my favorite color. I'm going there. But you know what? I'm family with this group too, but there is a conflict. Why? You should come with us because this one is better. We're going to have more fun. We're going to travel. We're going to Vegas. We're gonna blast, you know. Every night is a super rock and roll and Hall of Fame and all that, you know, that comes with it. This is the cool thing, right? We're all following that group. Hey, you can make it. It could be, but you know, it is something that whatever causes division should be seen. That's something that is trying to take that one wing off that bird. Okay, do you want to be the person that is trying to rip that wing off? Do you want to be that person that wants to, you know, prevent your own spiritual growth from flying and being free? So we have to break ourselves away from that and understanding that the most productive way is to be in the rhythm of life itself, and that is, you know, saying that we are all connected. We are all equal. And understanding that. Accept even those that are, you know, oh, I criticize this person so much, and I really want that bad thing to happen to him and that thing bad to happen to her. You know, oh, I'm going to do a paranormal investigation because they said that in this house over here, there's a spirit that lingers and it's a bad spirit. I walk inside and put my meter up and I say, hey, spirit, can you hear the sound of my voice? If you can, show yourself. Show yourself right now, because if you're not, I'm going to beat you up. They say that you do very much harm here, and that's not going to happen, blah, da, 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 da. You know? You impact the world around you by the way you are, by the things you do. This is a never-ending story, because this is part of the enigma of life itself. What triggers our feelings is something that will make you move forward. That is why your dreams are important. That is why your feelings, each one's feeling is individually is important. You see? That is why you and I have to understand that the respect in each one, you know, it doesn't matter. Some people have suffered so many things in life. Do not add another ounce of suffering to that person's life. You know, better bite your tongue if you're going to say something stupid. Do not. And try. You know what? It works. What do you get from all that? You know what you get? I'll tell you what you get. Respect. Not only that, but you will start seeing things synchronize your way, a sign showing that you have established a rhythm and a coexistence with your life itself, because you were meant to evolutionize. You were meant to create things, to do things. It's true that you have a mission. Of course you have a mission. And think about the most humblest one. Maybe it says, you think that your life is, I wake up every day and I take my cart of hot dogs and I stand in that corner there. My life has been all around selling hot dogs. Your life has been all around doing something much more greater than that. Your life is showing that you are consistent in the things that you're doing. Your life is showing that you have a mission of doing, of accomplishment. Your life is showing that you're standing there in that corner and you're greeting each end with a smile every day. You're feeding those people that are coming to your cart. Your life is of connection, of sharing words, of sharing information that you might not even think, but say, hey, they say that there's a big accident that occurred in this place over there. So you guys be careful. Boom, be careful. Hey, those were the words that the guy from that hot dog stand said to me. I have to be careful. Boom, hey, what happened? I stepped on the brakes just in time. I was going to be that next accident. You see, you give things through your words, through your thoughts, through your connections with each other. I've had a place, something happened, that a person, a good friend says, Tony, do you remember that picture that you shared way back, long time ago, that looked like a chili with some kind of white sauce on it and the pomegranate? And I says, yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. And I says, oh, can you find it? Yes, and I posted it back on my Facebook. So with that picture, a conversation started without knowing. It seems like a conversation started between two people on my Facebook when they saw that. It says, what is that? Oh, I never tasted that. Ooh, I don't think that, you know, a whole conversation started, but two people met. Two people met. And then they call them each other soulmates now. Was that the power of the Red Hot Chili Peppers? I don't know. But look at what happened from what that simple thing. A simple picture of something that I ate. Yes, it was a food. It was a food, for heaven's sake. And that made an impact on two people's life. That simple thing. So you see how constantly your contribution comes in different ways, in different forms. So you want it to be the right one, and you don't know. I know that I'm going to be moving somewhere, but I don't know when it's going to happen. And I don't know, I'm just waiting for that sign up in the sky. I hope an eagle crosses by and shows me the way and things like, you know, talk, talk, talk. Because when you open your mouth, you open your heart. So make sure that when you open your mouth, be careful with the things you say. Good or bad, it goes the same way. Be careful of the good words you say. Be careful of the bad words you say. Just be careful, because when you open your mouth, you open your heart. Let's say, Tony, what about the people that cannot say a word, that cannot talk? Those, you know, are so part of everything and probably have the best part of, you know, because they probably said they've never said a word of hate, but they're so connected in the same way. So their disabilities are not, you know, disadvantages. They're, you know, don't think that because a person doesn't have an arm or a person cannot walk is of less of a human being than you and I, or that has some kind of mental incapacity, illness, doesn't mean that they're less of human beings than you and I. They're as much connected, even more. Why? Because they're there. They have struggled. They are facing a circumstance that, you know, that life has put them in that pushes them even further. Respect the life of that person, for heaven's sake. You know? And when I say this to the government. Make things more accessible for those. And if they apply for jobs, give them the opportunity, equal opportunity, like you say, you know, because they are citizens and they are honorable citizens. Life continues on. Life, the enigma of life and death continues, because if you were born, you know, you're going to die. So those are two things that we have guaranteed. And we will all cross over as we were brought in also to this world. Remember, it took, no, I was just born of woman, no man contribution. Oh, I was just born of man. I don't know how that sounds, pretty weird, but I think it happened in the Philippines. I don't know, something like that. But, you know, the reality is two people, two. Try not to knock down and try to reinvent the wheel with that. Well, we're coming up with a new line of thought, and our line of thought says that we are the supremacist, the best nation, or whatever. You know, stop bringing yourself to that foolish terms of a way. We're complicating more life more than it is. Let's enjoy coffee together. Let's go out and cook out something good, you know. Let's listen to great music and have good times, all right? Wait a minute. We talk about unity, yes. Let's talk about the sexuality of it right now. Many people want to possess you sexually. Wait a minute. I like this, or I like that. And, you know, and then all of a sudden, you become victims of vampires of energy. Yes! I want you for me and for me only. I swear, if I can tie you up to my bed right now, I'll keep you there forever. Don't look to the side. Don't look underneath. Don't look above. Don't look to this. Don't look to that. You know? When you find yourself in a situation like that, you're not ready yourself. You need to have time. Okay? Being with a couple, or marrying a person, doesn't mean that that person is, you know, is like, we're getting married. Oh. That's a life sentence. No, ever since the word term divorce came out, it's so easy to break that pact, but you're breaking the ceremony right there, right now. Okay? You break ceremony, you're not so, you know, some cases are necessary, other cases are just pure unrespect, not respecting, you know. I hate to see a woman with a black guy. I hate to see a man with a black guy given by a woman. See, it's the same thing, you know. It must have hurt your hands giving that man a black eye. No, but I felt so good doing it. Hey, come on. Wait a minute. Calm down, you know. Physical altercations is something that you're hitting the spirit and soul within that person, you know. And some people say, oh, if I can do more, I'll do more. But really, it doesn't lead anywhere. That's you showing your frustrations in that way. So, you know, be the strongest one. Be the smartest one. Apply good knowledge to that. It's hard, man. It's hard, women. It's hard. It's hard. Why? Because my first reaction is, yeah, the slap in the face. That's wrong. That is so wrong, okay? First of all, I don't know. I've never been through that. And I've never, put anyone else to it. It is hard. And the feeling must be of deep regret, of deep sadness. That's why we are not, you know, in favor of any kind of bullying, especially of that. And there's women's shelters here, and each one has a different story, you know, and it's hard. And there's men that are physically abused by women too. And those are the ones that cops laugh about, because the first thing that when they get to a house, they say, ma'am, are you okay? Yes, I'm okay, but you better get this out of here. Oh, sir, come. You're going to come with me. But, sir, why are you all beat up? She's the one that beat me. What? You? And you can't walk out and you can't do this? Up. Come on. You know, the cops. This, that. That shows that machismo thing in it, right? Because it says, well, you let yourself be beaten that way? Oh, hell no. Wait a minute. That's equal. You're not supposed to raise your hand against anyone at all. Remember the spankings that we used to get when we were kids? I don't know about you, but my mom and my grandma will use their slippers as boomerangs. I swear, if they were from Australia, experts in those kind of things. Because that was like that tough love. I don't know. But it worked, I think. But the thing, you know, we have evolved from a society that has beaten the crap out of us. And what are we going to do? We're going to continue on beating the crap, but in different ways? What do you mean in different ways? Oh, now it's social media. Oh, now we can post things and write things of hate. Now we can just send pictures, nude pictures of videos and things like that and pretend that it was sent by that other person so everybody will hate that other person. Or when they open this and they click on that, you know, it will send up a virus that will disable their system forever. That's fun. We keep on beating each other and beating each other and beating each other. Look at the stupid ISIS. Look at these people, you know, that come up with, I don't know, look at that. That's terrible. That doesn't affect me. We don't live there. Of course it affects you. Everything on the face of this earth should affect you, should have some concern. But of course, that has to do with the greater community. Okay? You think, oh, because I live here in Texas, whatever happened in Afghanistan or any of those places over there doesn't affect me. What happens in the White House affects you and affects anybody. Even if you live in Antarctica, it affects you. Wait a minute, it's too hot over here. I don't feel that cold weather. Well, you know, if we keep on thinking in terms that we are so lucky that we're here and not there, we are living a very foolish life. We're probably covering one eye and looking just through, you know, we're not making use of that other half. And I'm not, and you know, I don't want you to think of one half of a person. I want you to be a whole person, but a whole person of understanding. And these were words that were shared with me, and these were talks that will go on forever, man. Sometimes that talking feather will remain in that hand of that person like for an hour, because he either got our attention or he put us all to sleep. But the thing is that we spoke, and what we were doing was something very interesting. We were opening our hearts, and as we were speaking, we laughed, we cried, we kicked things, we were mad, we were happy again, we were, all our frustrations, all of our happiness were just brought out. All I know is that it felt good at the end. It was like I call it a good group therapy thing. I was super. That thing was awesome. But the elders are not there anymore. And someone has to carry on the talk. Someone has to carry on this speech and this understanding. And I guess that's why I did the chat room. But that sometimes I wish the chat room would talk back at me at words, so we can pass on that talking feather and hear each other, what we all want to say. I remember giving that opportunity, and there was just we're going to be, I think, in August, very close to a year of doing the radio, and we only had about two people that just called in to say something stupid. And ever since that happened, I said, you know, I'm not going to put all this thing that we're doing at risk, but because, you know, just two people said something stupid, and it had to do something with sexual thing. You know, a group, two stupid guys, and of course the chat room was well balanced that way, because we have a lot of the female, the community that it, and by the way, you guys are part of our community, not because you're far away or you're distant, because I see and I recognize the people that are been with us since the day we started the show. And it's a type of friendship that is a family. And it is something that I believe, you know, hey, the door is open. You can walk in anytime you want. You walk out anytime you want to. But, you know, it's of that of family. And that is what I felt. And that's what, and the feeling is so good. You know why? Because I still feel Nochina with me right now. And this is what it's all about. We are here to understand life and death. We are here to, because first of all, we're raising kids, right? We are cultivating friendship, and as the days go on, we're meeting new people that are being part of the new of friendship. But as we're meeting new people, we look back and we say, you know what? This is where we started. This is how we connected. So we cherish that connection. So Alenka, your family is big, you know. Your connection is big. Linda, your connection is big. Melanie, your connection is huge. Guest, your connection is big too, you know. And the good thing is that I'm remembering we're all sitting in the same table. Might not be the nicest good looking table, might not be the most comfortable table, but we're all sitting at this table with the talking feather, and it goes on and it goes on and it goes on. You see, when we go and we talk and we listen to stories that leads us to places where there is a spirit that is manifesting, we understand that that connection is also with us too, and it has crossed our path. Whatever crossed our path, we reverence, we want to, you know, always be respectful for that. You will find that in your path, the most handsome man or the most, you know, gorgeous woman will cross in your path too, okay? admire the beauty. But don't try to grab their ears in the wrong way. Remember that they're a spirit too. Maybe they're part of your visual attraction or whatever. There's a reason why I'm saying this, because I read a lot of things that I see on our Facebook. We all are sharing things on Facebook. So I bring this to the awareness that, it is all part of it. I mean, we are human beings of feelings, and we experience different types of feelings, right? And most of them are mutually shared, and others are not. And when I make family, it's a family. And like I said, I feel very, I, if I were to, I have the most beautiful people that I've connected with and I've sent friends requests with. I have the most beautiful people. Each one has a different story. Each one, and they're all uniqueness. And it is not a physical beauty, because what I've seen before and beyond, I see it through your eyes. I feel it through the spirit, through the smile, through the words that I read and all of that. It makes it. You see, and it's like saying, "Hey, I want to sit in your table and chat with you. Feel free to sit on our table and chat with us." You're at that moment, you're part of this whole festivity of life, celebrating our culture, celebrating each one's existence. They say, "Tony, you sound like a fortune cookie. You don't know how much that made me laugh." First of all, it made me laugh. I know the person. We're from the same county, so this is a person that's not far away from me, and we were talking about art. And I like her pop art. I was thinking, geez, you know what, friend? I like that design that you just made. I'm admiring that shirt. You're telling me you made that one, yes. And it's an awesome design. It was an Amy Winehouse with part of the words from one of her songs. But what I liked is that it looked very pop art, It's something that I know that any woman would wear, right? And I was thinking, geez, you should you I can see you make let's make a t-shirt. It says, "Let's design this t I want to make a t-shirt in honor of the chat room, in honor of our ghost trackers, in honor of the things that we're doing," right? Because I don't have a book or anything like that. I only write for a magazine, and the magazine is going to come up. And by the way, folks, we are writing for the magazine, Paranormal Magazine. It's coming up. It has a new title, so it has a new name for it. Just because you don't see it reflected on the banner, it's the new banner will be made just specifically for that. So when we go to different places and we set the table, I will be having those magazines right there. Okay? So everyone that is part of that family, we're so excited to be writing for the new edition that will come up. So yes. What would I say? Well, I was talking about my friend that makes the shirts, and she was reading the post that I was putting on the Facebook, and she comes up, and I see on my phone at work and says, "You sound like a fortune cookie." Like, it made me laugh. But yes, and better sound like a good fortune cookie, okay? Each one of you. So that the words that come out of your mouth, that coming from your heart, be the right ones, okay? Whenever you, boom, you hit the right words, you said the right thing, you're taking the right step, so you're going in the right direction, okay? All of that makes sense. So let's start making sense of how we act, of the way, we're and what we're saying. Period. That's the secret. There's no secret. So we put it out that way, and believe me, everything that I've said here for years, Neil Chino was trying to say, pondering my head. "Hey, Tony, boom, what happened? That's not the way you dress for a meeting. Hey, Tony, boom, what happened? That's not the way you walk when you walk in the circle. Hey, Tony, boom, what happened? You be careful of things you say and how you say it. Hey, Tony," it's been years, man. Been years and years and years, because we're not perfect, and we never intended to become perfect, but we always intend to do the right things. And I'm sure that if I'm driving a car, I want to be careful as I'm moving forward, right? I don't want to be a reckless driver, because you know how that ends. right? So we want to be very cautious, very careful, and that's the way we conduct our lives. So I'm thinking, okay, that makes sense. If that's how I'm going to conduct my life, that's how I'm going to conduct this project, that's how I'm going to be for that friendship, that's how I'm going to be there for when I work, that's how I'm going to be there for when I cook, from when I am driving, from when I'm singing, from when I'm drawing, from when I'm writing, all of that needs to be applied, okay? All of that needs to be applied. Because I know when you look at yourself in the mirror, you say, you go out wanting to look your best. You don't go from a comb, my hair is all combed and all neat, let me mess it up a little bit, now it looks good, wait a minute, eyes are clear, let me poke my eye with something so it goes red. You don't do that stupid thing. Some people do, but you don't want to be that, you know? You want to always make good sense of the things that we're doing. And that's the way we're going to have good chats always. And that's the way we're going to have better relationships always. The life and death, you know, experience is something that we are all going through. So let's make good sense of what we're doing. And participate in group discussions like this, okay? If you have the opportunity to have the talking feather and stand there and share it with us, do it. That's what the chat room here is all about, okay? That is what this is all about. And understanding that we cannot separate, you know, one thing from the other. Many themes will be different. Many things will be different. There'll be people that want to say, you know, I want to talk about the reasons why I hate this. And there you go. There goes a whole thing based on what we hate and why we hate. But, of course, we're going to understand that at the same time, we will be talking about things of why we love. So, when you love the things that you do, you know, it's much easier and it flows so nicely, right? So if you have something that is flowing so nicely, will you do something to mess it up? Of course not. That will not be logical. If the bike of the car or anything is running so smoothly, so nicely, will you do anything to that to make sure a tire is punctured? Or something breaks in that vehicle's motor to mess it up? Of course not, because it doesn't make sense of you, you know, for you to do something like that. So that's why respect. If the motor's running well, you're doing something good. And whatever thing that you're doing good, repeat it, repeat it, repeat it, and repeat it again. Okay, till you get good at that, and take it to other levels. I have to share these things with you because, you know, I work a lot with youth, and not always these words go through. And then I'm working also with adults that not always these words go through. And when you look at it, they're just a few. And you have to understand, are you going to throw that rock in your engine? Are you going to let something like that happen to you and say that, okay, you have to apply good knowledge, right? So if the engine is running perfectly, are you going to throw that rock right in it? Because you have to be responsible. So it is each other. We make and we empower each other as community and as clan, as family. You're my family. I'm your family. We're not here to backstab each other. We're here to edify each other, make sure that each one of us live in harmony and peaceful life. And each one of us, our dreams and our goals come true. We're not here to break them down. We're here to make sure that we are always in good harmony. Will we suffer? Yes. Will we cry? Yes. Will there be loss? We're not going to be around here forever, folks. Who knows who's going to live to 100 or so? I don't know. I plan to move on in life in whatever form, in spirit or in physical. So as we are here and we have the good opportunity to say, hey, good morning. It's a great Thursday. And you're listening to...
You're listening to The Chat Room with Tony Wolfpaw.
We do and we talk good things. You see that not always everything falls in queue, but the good intention does. So let's make sure that we have at least one good headlight, that vehicle that will make that other headlight move forward to. Okay? Is it? This has been cool. Now I'm reading the chat room and I'm looking at all the smiley faces and giggles and the things that are there and there. I see military veterans, paranormal chat. I know who that person was. She's an awesome person. Melanie. And you're going to be hearing a lot about it because we intend to do some paranormal investigations. So if you have not seen her, you will see her soon. You will meet her soon. And Alenka, love you guys a lot. Linda, always love you guys a lot. Rita, I know that you're out there, very much supportive always of the show. And Gloria, Annette, everyone that made the chat room what it is. And Sherry, Emily from WLOR, and Charles Vargas from Apache Radio Network, all family. So even though physically you're not here with me, spiritually you are. Every single day of my life, from the past, you know, from the moment that we've met, it has been this way. And I want you to know that there's much respect that I put into it, and I know that there's much love that you're putting into it too. So that is what's making, that's going to make our travels, and we're going to be sharing all of these things that we talk with different people. And as I always do, when I say that I travel, you guys are there with me. You know that you were with me at the Gadsden Hotel because we have great fun on webcams, because I did see you guys, and I know that you guys saw me. And I have Brett is his name. He's a computer, engineer from UTEP University, UTEP here in the University of El Paso. He's, you know, that's like the MIT, or MIT here, okay? That university is like top-notch here in Texas. This young man is helping me out with the radio station, so soon we will have a separate channel that when it comes to doing our special activities, you will be able to log in and have a live audio and possibly video feed. So we're working on that, and that's going to be cool. So when we go to Tombstone and hopefully connect with the Wi-Fi over there, you'll be able to see us and to hear us through that directly, okay? So that is something that we're working on, and it should be up and ready in less than 2 weeks, okay? So there's a lot of things going on, family, that is the evolution, and there's a lot of good intent. So we continue on talking about different subjects that are uplifting and not destructive. Linda Masanimtiwa, thank you very much for the True Ghost Experience and the other unexplained books that I have right here in my hand, and it's signed by you. And also I have the other edition of Paranormal Photo Journey from Linda Masanimtiwa. Masanimtiwa, that's like Hopi. Linda Masanimtiwa, thank you very much for the two books that is going to be part of our paranormal library right now. It's an awesome show. We're very close to the weekend, and all I have to say to you, beautiful day today. Thank you very much for the coffee, Alenka. That was delicious. And also, we're going to get ready for an awesome show tomorrow, okay? Celebrating Friday. So be safe, be loved, and I'll see you mañana and Monday on WLOR. Take care, folks. Goodbye.